who you work for.
This is the Grillin' Guys on the Michigan Talk Network.
Welcome back. You are listening to the Grillin' Guys each and every Saturday on the Michigan Talk Network. And we're live in downtown Grand Rapids at one of my favorite places on earth to get component parts for my grilling recipes, and that is the Old World Olive Press. We're going to be having them on a little bit later, but what we're going to do right now is break down some of these holiday gifts for the grilling guy. Some of the things that we've tried, we've proven. Some of it's not so good, and we've taken those off the list, and we've got just the good ones now. And Barbecue Bob is a gadget aficionado, and he's looked up a few things that we want to share with you. So what you got cooking over there, Bob?
Some people call it a junk collector.
Yeah.
You know, if you're really into grilling, and so many people are anymore, there are just dozens and dozens of things on your wish list. And if your favorite person has a list like that developing, we might want to add a few things to it. Or if you don't know what's on their list and you know they want to up their game, we've got some things in mind for you that could help that. But it also seems like a lot of people that like grilling like craft beers.
Mm-hmm.
And the more you go to microbreweries, we have them on the show every week, and we've got one coming up later. The more you go to these places and you start experimenting and you talk to the brewers, you get the idea in your head that, hey, I might be able to make beer. So there are actually beer-making kits. And if you go online, you know, there's stores all around you wherever you live now that sell them also. But it's a good resource, of course, to go on the Internet and search them out. And there's a place called homebrewers.com. And homebrewers.com is a great website with all sorts of brewers' kits. And these kits are very complete. They're small kits. I think they're going to allow you to make like a one-gallon kit you can get somebody for $49.
Yeah, real reasonable.
That's not a terrible number.
Right.
So, you know, for $50, which is a lot of people's limit, that's kind of a number they give.
Sure.
You could actually make beer because you're not shipping the water. You know, it's all the dry ingredients. You get the little jug, the siphon, all the stuff.
Filters, all of that. Yeah, it's all in there.
The yeast and a little bit of hops and barley. And what a cool lab experiment that would be, just to make a gallon of beer and try it.
Yeah, and you know what? It's good, believe it or not, it's good family time, too, because you're generally at home and you're trying to figure it out, and you work together with, you know, maybe you got some college kids that are home for the holidays. And what a cool thing to do with your son or your daughter if they're home from college is to try to make a gallon of beer. And they make them all the way up to 6 gallons, and those are like $250, but now you're making beer, 6 gallons of beer.
You might want enough for a night.
Yeah. You might want to try the gallon kit till you perfect your recipe or something. If you
can't
don't
go wrong with that.
Beer. Right, exactly.
You're not going to hurt anything.
Right.
And if you decide that you don't really like making beer because you don't get the hang of it, then you're not out a bunch of money either.
Right, so. And you can do the same thing with wine. There's wine kits out there as well that if you're not a beer drinker, same place, this homebrewers.com has wine kits out there. And like Bob said, whether you're in Traverse City or Ann Arbor or anywhere in between, if you're listening to Grilling Guys, I guarantee there's a store somewhere in your area that sells these things.
Yep.
So, but great to look them up online.
Yep, and then here's, of course, one of my favorites. And these are, again, toys that I have acquired over the years, the iGrill. And the iGrill you can get online for $89. Now, you've probably heard us talk about it before, but I'll tell you one more time because now it's a Christmas present, right?
Right.
If you're a husband or wife, whoever does the grilling, hopefully it's the husband, or pull a man card. If he has an iPhone, and they have a Droid version also, it now works on Droid. They have software for a Droid. But it basically is a remote thermometer with two probes, so you can measure two different pieces of meat or two different levels in your smoker or grill, or you can put one just in the bake chamber, one in the meat. Some people like to put one outside, one in the meat, just so they can check out their outdoor temperature and watch it go down. But basically the thing talks to your phone. So you can sit in a nice warm house while it's snowing outside, keep your grill going, keep your smoker going, whatever you're doing out there. Shoot, I used mine in the oven for my wife's turkey for Thanksgiving.
Sure.
It worked wonderful. I'm watching the Lions, which I'm not sure why.
That didn't work.
Not sure why.
Right.
Yeah, because I'm a sucker. And, you know, I just look at my phone. Oh, look, turkey's overdone.
Yeah, it's a Bluetooth thing. It goes a couple hundred yards, whatever Bluetooth will go. And so you can...
About 150 feet.
Yeah, is that what it is?
Yeah
okay. I've got one. I use it too, but I've never gotten that far away from it. But... anyway, a really cool gift, less than $100, and it makes the grilling experience, especially if you're smoking something where it's low and slow. You got freedom to go somewhere else. You always got your phone in your pocket.
And if somebody's outside near it and doesn't have your phone, or if you're outside and don't have your phone, you can just hit the panel and you can get all your readings right off the screen of the sending unit too. So it's dual function that way.
Yeah, pretty cool.
Another thing is the ThermoPen. Which ThermoPen sent us some to review. We both use ThermoPens, and I've been using them for a number of years doing the barbecue classes, and it's an instant digital thermoprobe. You put it in your meat, and you get a 3-second read on it. And again, something you can pick up for about $100. And ThermoWorks, the thing's made in England. It's not a cheap knockoff. It's the real deal. About $89 I see online there. That sheet you've got. Tremendous buy, and it's not much bigger than a pocket knife, and it folds out like a pocket knife blade, except it's just a probe, a needle, and you poke that in your meat.
Right.
I use mine like every time I grill.
Oh, well, it's so important to make sure that your meat's done to the proper temperature, because 10 degrees makes a huge difference on the internal temperature, especially if you're doing beef, or you always got to have your poultry up to temperature.
Yep.
And you want to make sure that the last thing you want to do, rather, is put something on the table, and when you carve it, it's not done, and the whole meal is ruined.
If you just tuned in, you're listening to the Grilling Guys on the Michigan Talk Network, and we are live at Old World Olive Press's Grand Rapids location, downtown Grand Rapids on Monroe Center, and a wonderful place, good friends of ours now, and we're going over Christmas gifts. Another thing, Jop, if you want to up your game a little bit, the Good One makes a smoker that is now on sale for, like, I think, $8.99 or $7.99. It's called the Pony Express. It's a world-class smoker, and it's not the $1,400 one. It's a little smaller. It's their price point item. The thing is beautiful because it's got an elevated coal bed like the Cajun grill. So it's really like the perfect grill to keep for a long, long time. And then, of course, you could always get somebody a Weber kettle, because that's your best basic grill in the world.
Classic
grill.
There's
about 3 million of them in the marketplace being used, and it's made in Illinois. Great piece of equipment.
Yeah, it is. And, you know, the thing that I just got in the last couple weeks, and I again, you don't shouldn't buy yourself stuff around Christmas time, but welding gloves. They're, if you're handling charcoal...
Oh, you already got some?
Yeah, if you're
darn
handling
it.
Charcoal... you really want some gloves that will be resistant to heat so that you can move the charcoal around, or if you're using your plate setter or whatever. We'll get into all of that. But a good set of thermal, like welding gloves, are a great thing to have around the grill.
Yeah, and I like welding gloves because they're a much better price than fancy barbecue gloves.
Yeah.
Serious.
Yeah. Well, coming up next, we're going to be talking a little bit about some recipes and a really cool smoker that is an electric smoker, going to have a lower price point for you. So this one's affordable, easy to use, electric. So stick with us. We're going to be smoking it when we get back.
The Grilling Guys on the Michigan Talk Network.